podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Happy episode 150. Woo!
Wow! We don't look a day over 100.
We don't act a day over like
five.
Nah, I'll give us some credit. I'll say we don't act a day over like 20 because we've kind of gotten to the point where we stop stepping over each other's sentences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, we definitely don't act mature enough to be anything more than that. But anyway, hello.
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 We're up here live with the Hangout level patrons who are getting to watch a whole bunch of fun behind the scenes stuff, including why this episode might sound shittier than usual, which is because my GarageBand has decided that it's just not working tonight. I guess it took some PTO or something, but yeah,
150 was too many days.
Yeah. So we're using the YouTube audio backup tonight, and we're real just hoping that this is recording. I'm sure it'll be fine.
It's going to be great.
Hey,
it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
You know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. It is what it is. That's right, because we're 150 in right now, so yeah,
we can't be bothered.
Is the YouTube record button on live?
Yeah, we're live.
All right.
Shandy's like, I'm not here for this to not happen.
I put in my time. I want to see the fruits of my labor.
Exactly.
I assigned feedback. I closed YouTube because things were kind of breaking up on my end, and I'm hoping, knock on wood, that that's not going to be a problem.
Good times.
So
yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yep. We are joined tonight by Got Tequila, Greg, JP, and Ro. Thank you guys. It is lovely to see you. I think Maggie Mags is stopping by at some point too, because I talked to her earlier.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, what's going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Happy we're almost in November.
Oh my gosh.
Almost Broadsgiving.
Yeah.
Which I wanted to talk to everybody about. I want to do an actual Broadsgiving thing this year. Like,
no. I was going to say, what's our thing going to be that we say we do and then don't do?
Right.
No, we're going to do something. Okay.
Okay.
So everybody, it doesn't even have to be one unified thing. Like, do something nice, give back in November, and then let us know what it is, and we don't have to share it, and you don't even have to tell us. Just do something nice. Like, keep it on the forefront of your mind in the month of November, and I don't know, give back, because, you know, I don't know.
Because it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next week, we will be live for our Halloween show. Seriously, everybody come in costume. We'll come up with a hashtag. I don't know. Maybe it'll be like All Hallows Broad. Broads? No, that's stupid. Yeah.
We'll think. All Broads Eve. A broad moon horizon.
Oh, guess what's opening? GarageBand right now.
Oh, hooray. We summoned it with all of our witchy Halloween talk.
Yes.
We conjured it into existence.
Guys, that took 14 minutes to open.
That's insane.
That sounds like a flaw in the new operating.
I would think so.
Also, Zach is with my parents this week because he's trekked out from school. So there will be no new Survivor JJC bonus this week. And I'm like, speaking of the patrons, be thankful that you've got this.
Yeah, consider this your bonus.
No, but we'll do a double episode next week. He is living his best life with Grandma and Grandpa right now.
Nice.
Oh, dude, what are they up to? Have you had any reports?
Oh, yeah. I've had plenty of reports. I don't know. They've done some stuff. They went to Kohl's and got him some jammies and stuffs. They went to a fall festival with my niece and nephew. And I don't know, they did kid things. I think my parents are tired. But anybody listening to this that does listen to Survivor JJC, we will do a double bonus episode for you guys next week. So thank you for your patience. And again, I'm so sorry. Also, speaking of the patrons, now that I just talked about all the things that we weren't doing this week, but we are doing this live show right now for the patrons. If you would like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/jayandjack. I got that right on the first time. I didn't go, Jay and Jack, no, I'm sorry. patreon.com/jayandjack. So go me. Or you can go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link in the top right-hand corner of the page. So, whoop,
whoop, whoop, whoop. Nice. Okay. Good job.
Anyway, looks like GarageBand is up and running.
Great. Now everyone's here, present and accounted for.
Yeah. So if the audio just got a whole lot better, now you know why. And if there was no change, it means I was way too lazy to switch over the audio tracks at this point. So sorry.
It's a surprise.
Anyway, how's it going? I've asked how's it going now like 4 times in the last 5 minutes, so perhaps I should let you guys actually answer it.
Yeah, so I was taking all that time trying to decide what is going. And I'm not sure there's that much, to be honest.
It's been kind of a boring week for me. And the living's easy.
Huh?
I said 150 and the living's easy.
You know it. Yeah, no, it's been kind of quiet. It was kind of quiet. The neighbors upstairs, I think they were away for a bit and now they're back. Last night was not the best night's sleep I've ever had.
Oh, still, no.
Still. It was a little like, no. So I've started this new sleep ritual. I'm like trying to get my sleep and like my anxiety like under wraps. So I've been trying to do like no screens before bed, and I've been doing like sleepy time tea and like essential oils. I've been going hardcore with the trying to sleep thing. And like last night I was ready and I like fell asleep and it was all very peaceful. And then I was awoken. It wasn't great. It was more forceful than even the last time we all heard. It was very forceful.
Good for them.
No, not good for them. There was a note.
There was a
text message exchange.
Well, that's true. But I'm just saying, they still were having their
fun. So all my good sleep routine just gone. Gone.
Oh, that's so gone. Disappointing.
Yeah. You're like listening for it to stop. You know, it's like you can't just like tune it out. Like once you hear it, it's you're like, okay, I'm now a part of this with you.
Yeah, hey, Amanda, guess what? Guess what, Amanda? That doesn't get better after you have kids, because even when you're letting them cry when they're going to sleep, you still always hear it. Some people, like their dads, could probably tune it out. But no, not me.
Yeah.
Very rarely has one of my children cried to sleep that I haven't fallen asleep after they've stopped. Or, you know, that I've...
Yeah.
I think I can only think of like once or twice ever where somebody's cried themselves to sleep and I fell asleep before they did.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, not to make it all about me. I'm just saying it never gets better.
Yeah. No, I figure. So I was up most of the rest of the night. I think I fell asleep at some point. But then I think it started back up in the morning. It wasn't her, but I did hear some thumping in the morning. So it might have been a 2-round evening.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah.
That's some stamina, I guess.
Well, and the bummer now is the windows are closed and the heat is on. So the sound should be less.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do at this point.
Yeah. Do you do earplugs?
I don't. But I was talking about this today. One of my coworkers wears earplugs because she was saying her neighbor had like a psychotic break and had to be forcibly removed from her apartment by the police.
Holy
over the
shit.
Weekend, and because she was wearing earplugs, she missed all of it.
Whoa.
This is the craziest story I've ever heard. Apparently, this woman in my coworker's apartment building, who is normally very quiet, she is the direct neighbor of my coworker, and she's like, I never hear her except for the occasional, like, cabinet door slamming or, like, you know, just general living sounds. And she's like, apparently this woman lost her shit and was going around the building with a hammer and hitting people's like keypad locks on their doors. And then when the police came, she barricaded herself in her apartment. And the police had to like send a camera through to see where she was so that they could like take the door down and go in and get her. What? And there were cop cars and there was like this whole huge thing. And my coworker slipped through the whole thing. Wow. Yeah. Right?
Wow.
It's always the quiet ones.
That's you could intense. Also just try white noise. Have we talked about this before?
We do have a white noise machine.
Okay. Because now, because I hate the white noise. I need silence and pitch black to get a good night's sleep. Noise. Well, yeah, so does Jay. So now we have a compromise. He keeps the white noise on his phone and then he puts it like next to his ear at night. Mm.
Yeah. So well, that's also my thing about earplugs is that I still have like an old school like iHome with like my first generation like video iPod.
That's amazing.
And that's how I wake up in the morning. It's actually probably still the iHome that I used, Colleen, when you and I lived together. It's probably the same thing.
That's amazing. Because that's 12 years old at this point.
Yeah. I mean, that stuff works just fine. But if I had earplugs, I'd be afraid I couldn't hear it. Then how am I going to wake up in the morning?
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Frog swears earplugs, but I do not use them because I'm also afraid that I won't hear my alarm. It's and I mean he reassures me that I will. It's like that's a pretty high stakes bet.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm not going to sleep well if I'm stressed about hearing my alarm clock.
Right,
right. And the earplugs are the whole point, is so that you can sleep well. Yeah, it's just a selfie.
I dallied in earplugs on vacation though.
Yeah,
and it's kind of nice, but like I don't know what brand your coworker is using, but like. For them to work that well, that's intense.
Yeah. She might also just be a heavy sleeper. It's unclear.
Yeah.
I suppose you would have to be. I mean, given the story, I suppose.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah.
Greg in the chat says, I'm a pretty heavy sleeper. As a kid, our kitchen caught on fire. Not too crazy, but the fire department showed up to take care of it. And I was asleep on the couch through the whole thing.
You know what, Greg? Wow. That actually reminds me, and I think I am a pretty heavy sleeper too, generally. When I was a kid, there was a explosion on our block that woke everyone up, and I slept right on through it.
I have always been a light sleeper.
But I'm sorry, did you say there was an explosion?
She did.
There was an explosion on my block, and I came to understand later as an adult that they were probably cooking meth in that house.
I was going to say follow-up questions.
Yes.
What exploded?
As a child, I just thought it was a freak accident. As an adult, it was like, oh, that was a meth lab.
So wait, sweet. Was it like someone's house? Like they were cooking meth in their basement or their shed or?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Don't do drugs, kids.
No, it's don't try and make them yourself either.
Yeah.
Just yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
Say no and run away.
Okay. Well, that is great. Shandy, are you still swimming?
As a matter of fact, I came right from the pool.
Nice.
My hair's a little wet still. Yeah. Yeah.
So
I had a little bit of a break because I was kind of sick last week, actually, recorded. Yeah, I got a cold like at the end of the week. And so I spent my weekend just basically sick, which is terrible. It's like, if I'm going to get sick, I'm thankful because it was knock on wood. I feel like I'm totally better as of today. I'm like 100%.
Yeah.
So it was quick, which is great. That's for, you know, just leave that there. But like, if you're going to get sick, like on the weekend, come on. Like this couldn't have hit me midweek. Come on.
I know. Hey, going back to the things that we've slept through, JP says, I slept through two Ramblecast After Darks. That's pretty funny. Ro is also a fan of the earplugs. But yeah, sorry, Shani. So I'm sorry that you were sick, though. That sucks.
It does suck.
It's always a bummer when you have, like, plans to do things, and then, like, it's like, womp, womp, I can't do anything.
I know! Yeah, I didn't get to do anything fun over the weekend. I mean, I suppose sometimes it's a nice, like, when you're forced to just relax, and then you don't have to feel bad about it because, like, literally you can't do anything else. So I guess there was that. But it was, like, nice weather and everything, and I couldn't take advantage of that. But yeah, and then now I feel like I didn't get a weekend, but whatever. Wow, yeah. Like,
I'm sorry.
I have been trying to get my flu shot for a while. I went like a week and a half ago, and they said they didn't have any more that day. Come back tomorrow. It's like, what?
Yeah, wow. That's a thing. That's an absolute thing, because that happens a lot with the pediatrician, where they only get, so it's not, the doctors will only get certain, like, it's whatever the drug companies will send them. And then it's like first come, first serve. So what they do now is it's, you have to call for same day flu shots for kids, because they get a certain amount. Yeah.
Well, I went to Walgreens. It was a Saturday, so it wasn't the Saturday before. And it was like an hour before they were closing, but I was like, huh, that's interesting. But I tried. And the next business day for them would have been Monday. And I like, you can't come back Monday morning because I work. And then I was just busy and I was like, oh, well, I'll go next weekend. But then I was sick. And I'm pretty sure you can't get your flu shot when you're sick, right?
I mean,
that flu shot. I don't know. I just assumed that you're not supposed to do that when you're sick. So then I stayed home. I mean, also, I don't need to infect anyone else with my
cold.
Yeah,
that's probably a better plan.
Yeah.
Cool. So
one of these days I'll get a flu shot.
Yeah, it's still fairly early in the season. Yeah, you got time.
No, I know. I got to take Zach. Alex and I have both had ours. Jay is responsible for just taking himself to CVS and doing it. But I have got a call to get Zach's done. Speaking of plans that just don't work out. I tried to go swimming today, Shandy. I put my bathing suit on before I left my office.
Uh-huh.
I packed up my bag last night. I put my bathing suit on and everything, and I was all set to go. And I get there, and I, you know, strip down to my bathing suit and grab my towel and my goggles and my hair thingy. And there's a sign on the door that says, "The pool is closed because we shared it with the hotel." We share it with the hotel, and the hotel is renovating it, and we don't know when it will be open again. And I was like,
womp.
So,
well, at least it'll be a nice pool when it's nice, pretty, and clean and new when it is done.
Good times. And then the only other thing I've really done the last week, other than lose my keys in a parking deck, which I still haven't found, so that's great, is go to the Leslie Odom Jr. concert.
Oh, so jealous. How was it?
It was great.
Was it magical?
It was great. He opened with Wait For It, which I thought was going to be like, you know, they were going to make us wait until the end.
They're make you wait for it?
Yeah, I did. And then when it opens, I was like, oh, shit, Jay. And he was like, shh. So anyway, I did not sing out loud and all that, but it was wonderful. So I actually have a blog post about this. And Jay took some illicit video, which we can't put on YouTube because I know it's going to get, like, you know, suspended for being illicit. But from Hamilton, he's saying, "Dear Theodosia, Wait For It," and "Room Where It Happens." I think those are the only three. He's saying "Without You" from Rent. Like, it's a Mimi song, but he did that. I didn't know he got his start in Rent. Like, he was in Rent as a kid or as a young adult. Well, yeah.
What did he play?
I don't think he had a main character.
He was just like ensemble.
Mm-hmm. So I thought that was awesome. What else did he sing? He sang some other Broadway stuff, and I can't remember off the top of my head. He did like this audience participation of like, "Heidi, heidi, heidi ho, heidi, heidi, heidi ho," and that was fun. He did some Nat King Cole stuff. What else did he do? Did a bunch of stuff, obviously. The thing that surprised me the most was that he had an intermission.
Huh.
So that was fun. Because it was part of the pop series, which is, you know, like, artists that come in like he does and sing other people's songs and some original stuff. And we saw Ben Vereen do it a couple of years ago. And Ben Vereen, I don't remember having an intermission. So anyway, it was great. It was wonderful. Jay and I both have the video. It's the same video on our Facebook pages, and that's in my blog too. So anyway, good times.
It was so good. That's so awesome. I'm so happy for you.
Thanks. Anyway, anybody else have anything? I'm sorry that I've been talking so much. I have this thing that I was going to share last week, and I'm glad that we're doing this with a chat, because I want like immediate audience participation. So this is, people are sharing this from BuzzFeed. People are sharing their best hotel hacks, and they're pretty good. So if you have a hotel hack, you will hear what I mean when I get started. I would love to hear this because as a frequent traveler, some of these are stuff I had never thought of before in my life. Like before this, my hotel hack was like, get ice and it will melt overnight and you'll have an extra glass of water. So like I said, this is from BuzzFeed from October 4th. And this first suggestion was to take the, you know, the hangers that they give you that have the clips on the end?
Mm-hmm.
Take those clips and use them to clip the shades that never like completely shut. Closed.
Yeah, I like that.
That's good.
That's solid.
Yeah. And then somebody else also said, just in case they don't have those clips, bring binder clips with you. Because binder clips also work, which I'm going to totally have to do.
This is for anyone coming to Raleigh, to the meetup. So take notes.
Take notes. Yes, yes, yes. We're less than 6 months out.
Whoa.
Yeah. Right.
No, November is 6 months out. So we're just about 6 months out. Still.
Yeah, okay. Almost there.
Yeah.
I'm actually thinking this morning that I might as well go ahead and make my hotel reservation because, you know, there's no reason not to.
Yeah, may as well. Sure. The next one is to use a chair to block the air conditioning if it's blowing directly on you. So put the back of the chair in front of the AC to act kind of like as a wall, which I had never thought of before.
The air conditioning situation in hotels is usually out of control.
Isn't it? Like sometimes.
And it's like such a waste.
Yeah, I find it usually.
For the environment. Right.
Yeah. It is.
But then, like, sometimes you wake up because then you're, like, super, super hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think they probably keep it, like, super cold to keep the, that's what she said, to keep the mustiness away. But.
I mean, also, we have a weird obsession with super, like, super high air conditioning in this country. Like, you don't find that everywhere. You know, like, in the summer, you'll walk into a mall and it's, like, significantly colder than outside.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it feels good for like 10 seconds, but then you really, then it's like too cold. And then you're constantly going between cold and hot and cold and hot. And then you're just like kind of killing the planet as you do it.
I used to work at, in, at Tanger Outlets in Ann Taylor. And so it was like my summer job home from college. And so it'd be like hot outside and I used to go out and it'd be hot. And I'd come back in after like, you know, my lunch break and be freezing cold. And somebody told me there once to stop complaining because your body is naturally cold after you eat because it's working to burn that energy. So it wasn't actually, it wasn't the store, it was me. And I was like, I don't think that's how it works. Like,
it's like, not to that extreme.
And now in retrospect, I'm like, that is so Long Island to just justify something.
I mean, I do believe there is like a kernel of truth to that.
Yeah,
but
sure.
But not enough for that to be the sole explanation.
Exactly. I don't know. Generally, when I'm hungry, I'm cold because my body has no energy, and then I eat, and it's warmer. Just speaking from anecdotal personal experience here. JP says that his hotel hack in Raleigh is to get the room above Amanda because you know she ain't complaining about the noise from above. Weepy face.
Huh.
And God said, true that. He also uses does the hanger thing every time with the clips. So good to know.
Smart man. Yeah.
Yeah. Rose says she always gets cold after she eats, but not to that degree. I used to be like unbearably cold. I don't know. I don't get cold anymore after I eat. Anyway. Okay. Moving back to these hotel hacks. I like this one. Use a shower cap or an ice bucket bag to cover the TV remote. So that way you don't have to touch it with that everybody else has been touching it.
Oh.
See, here's the thing. And maybe I am just disgusting, but that would have never occurred to me because I'm just really not like a very much of a germaphobe. And I just don't care.
Yeah, sort of the same. And also, I feel like I don't really always touch the remote at the in a hotel.
Yeah.
I feel like I usually don't turn on the TV.
But in the wintertime, Jay will not take samples from like Costco or Harris Teeter because he's so like freaked out about the flu. Now, granted, he's had the flu twice and has had pneumonia once, all within the past 5 years.
Yeah, I suppose him out of anyone should, those delicate, that delicate immune system, you should really take all precautions possible.
Yeah, but so I know that there are people out there that are grossed out by like communal things like that. Me, I'm like, what? Free cheese? What?
Yeah, the free cheese will always win.
That's just giving my immune system a little workout, making it stronger. It's all good.
They had free cheese, like it was medium cheddar at Costco this weekend. I went back like 3 times.
What is medium cheddar?
Like, because it's sharp cheddar, mild cheddar, and medium cheddar. Like, just the
I've never heard of medium cheddar.
Well, I hadn't either. But turns out it's pretty good because then when we went to Target,
the best of both worlds.
Shredded medium cheddar for our omelets. So their sample did work, just not for us buying it with them.
Whoops. That's pretty awesome. Yep. They're playing the long game, though. Eventually,
you'll be back from them. You'll be back.
That's very true.
You never forget the person that turns you on to medium cheddar.
There we go. Medium cheddar and the living's easy.
And the living's cheesy.
And the living's cheesy. Okay, I got to write that down. Medium cheddar and the living's
cheesy.
Cheesy. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like that needs to come with some snaps or something.
Yes.
Snaps.
So pew, pew, pew.
Okay. Anyway, I've actually, where I was getting with this whole remote thing is we've wiped down our TV remote before with like baby wipes. Because, you know, my theory is if it can clean a butt, it can clean a remote.
Yeah, so. It's a fair theory.
Well, I mean, really, like a Clorox wipe.
Yeah.
It's not too much different from like a baby wipe other than, you know, being slightly more toxic to skin.
Yeah, I was gonna say, slightly stronger. I think baby wipes are like alcohol based, right?
Probably. I don't know.
I don't know either. They all blend together. I used to get like these special, like environmentally friendly stuff for Zach's, like to clean off Zach's high chair and whatever. Now with Alex, I'm like, is there a Clorox wipe? Is there a baby wipe? What's the closest thing? Can I just throw some water on a napkin? Like, how can I just clean this up? How can I make it look nice? But you know what? Alex is sick a whole lot less. So,
yeah. There's something to it. Building a strong immune system young.
Yeah. Yep. Eat some dirt. It's good for you.
Yep. Eat some dirt.
The next hack is use a paper cup to fashion a toothbrush holder so it doesn't touch the sink. Which, so, you know, take the paper cup and that they give you for coffee and, like, you know, stick a hole in it and, you know, put it right in that hole. Which I kind of like.
Put it right in that hole.
Put it right in that hole. Like, make it fit real good.
Again, like, didn't ever think of that because I don't care. I'll just place my toothbrush.
I put it back in the
toothbrush holder.
See, no.
If I have a toothbrush holder.
I do it. I put it in the like the glass cups that they'll give you for like water or whatever.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I have that little like the travel thing that goes on top. I just put that back on when I'm done.
The toothbrush holders actually do kind of gross me out. And maybe I'm just not getting the right ones.
They gross me out too. They do.
Or maybe I need to figure out how to wash, but.
No, they do gross me out, but sometimes I just am like, I'm just going to put it in a plastic bag. I know that this is bad, but I know it's new. Yeah.
Sometimes I put it in my toiletry bag, sometimes just like buck ass naked.
See, that grosses me out more. But now that you're saying all these other things, maybe I should be grossed out about the fact that I put it in the same like carrier thing and I don't really wash that often either. So maybe I'm just hurt either way is what I'm saying.
I've also just been known to put it in a paper towel.
Oh, yeah, I suppose you could do that too.
Anyway.
There's a lot of things you could put it in, or you could just not put it in anything at all. I mean, I'm telling you, I raw dog my.
I was going to say, you're going to raw dog it.
Matt, we're giving you so much good stuff here.
I hope you're taking notes. We're giving so much good stuff.
I thought this was going to be a dry middle of the show. I was worried. I'm real glad that it's not.
No. Never.
Moving on. Any sort of card. So this one I didn't realize, but this kind of makes sense. Any sort of card to keep the power on while you're out for the day in case you need to charge something. I guess some hotels will turn the power off in your room to like save energy or save something.
Right. That's what I was going to say. I take issue with this on an environmental level.
I guess it's if you want to charge something while you're gone, which I didn't even know that was a thing.
Just charge. I mean, do you need to charge it for 12 hours? Just like charge it when you're in the room.
Yeah. Charge it overnight. Buy a portable charger and just take that with you.
There's a hack.
I don't go anywhere without my portable charger.
You know, we got the portable chargers like 4 or 5 years ago, and we totally didn't go anywhere without them for like the first 6 months, and now we only use them at
Oh, well, because I have an old phone, so like I can't get through a whole day on one charge.
Oh. You don't just charge it at your desk?
Well, I carry a charger and the portable charger, so like my phone is dead by the time I get to work, so then I plug it in at work. And sometimes it's also dead before I get home, so then I have to plug it into the portable charger.
Oh, you should probably just get a new phone at some point. But
those are very expensive.
You can't just do this thing.
And also, you rent it? On an environmental level.
Also on an environmental level, exactly. Keep like, the phone works dead. Just fine.
But if she's using the battery is not great. If she has to charge it that frequently, like how is that's just as environmentally not great?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Right.
Seems better. Seems fine.
This next one is something that we've all figured out, so I feel like they just included it because they needed to get another one in here for their list, and it's use the dry cleaning bags in your closet for your dirty clothes.
Actually, that never occurred to me.
I have my own laundry bag that I travel with that my dear friend Megan made me a whole collection of travel bags. Okay, one of them is a laundry bag, and I use that.
Not all of us have a good friend named Megan who's going to make us travel bags.
I can ask her. Awesome. I can ask her if she can make some more. Maybe make some broadcast branded laundry bags.
That would be amazing. I would buy one. Amazing. So that way I don't have to get the dry cleaning. Yeah, I've always done that where I just throw them in the dry cleaning bags and all of our clothes. And
I'm just dirty. I just don't really care. By the end of the trip, like they just – actually, like put it all in. Also, one of the bags that I use usually has like a zipper big pocket also. So usually if I do have to separate, then I'll put it there. But also I usually just try to make sure that everything's dirty by the time I go back.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Ask the front desk if there are any extra cell phone chargers in their lost and found. Because usually they will always have one.
Whoa.
Huh. Yeah, no, I would have never thought of that.
I've never thought of that. Use a hanger in the shower door to steam your clothing. I think we all knew that because, I don't know, I do that now. Where you hang.
Wait, that's not even a hotel hack. That's just a life hack.
Stupid one. We're going to cut that out. Dumb. Bring a surge protector with you so that way Jay does that, actually, in case there's not a lot of outlets. So Jay will bring a surge protector that we bought when we went to London, and it has... like the USB hookup, the adapter for like the like European style ones. I don't know. We got it at like TJ Maxx or Marshalls, but it has, you know, multiple ones, and we bring that one wherever, and we both use it because it has four like USB inputs. So we'll both put our phones and our watches into that one and charge those for the night.
Nice.
Greg says that he brings a garbage bag for dirty clothes, and then use that bag for actual garbage when I get home.
That's smart.
Ah, that's very environmentally friendly, giving everything a second life.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
I'm just dirty and don't care. That's what this whole list is making me realize.
Nah. Just have a very strong immune system. You have a very strong immune system.
If you don't want to use your mini fridge to get water, you have to pay for it. See if the hotel gym has any.
Or bring a reusable water bottle.
I was going to say, yeah, this is another one. It's like, why?
Well,
why?
Because the hotel
gym every hotel has
a thingy. So you can, the thingy, so you can, you know, with the, put it in the cup, so you can go get it yourself.
Yeah, as long as you're not asking the gym for single-use plastic bottles, which I think is what they're implying.
Right, which is more how I interpreted it.
Oh. Yeah, because like they've got drinking fountains.
I was thinking like the spa water that the gyms usually have.
What is spa water?
Like it's, you know, like water with lemons big, and cucumbers.
Yeah,
just and
like the big thing.
Fancy water.
Yeah.
Yeah. The hack here is, I guess, if you're going with single-use water bottles, if you are in a pinch, you can either go to the gym and get it for free, or you can pay $1 million from your mini fridge.
And then refill that bottle when you're done with it.
Absolutely. Make it a multi-use water bottle. Use some tape to stop the light from the smoke detector from interrupting your sleep. And this picture of this has duct tape over it, which seems unsafe to me, but cool.
I know. I'm like, what's going to happen when there's a fire?
I feel like it's probably like, I feel like the hotel staff would probably like frown on that.
That's like, the
please
that you
don't
decide.
Put tape all over our legally required room extras.
Also decide to wear your earplugs. So your earplugs and your smoke detector.
Doubly screwed.
And then finally, use a wet towel to act as a humidifier in your dry room. Soak a towel, wring it a little tight so it's not pouring off the towel. Hang that over the ironing board in front of the heater/vent, and then you won't have a dry hotel room anymore.
Cool.
That's smart. That's actually really smart.
Yeah, I would have never thought to do that either.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, All right.
I like that one.
Good times. All right. So that was fun. If anybody has any hotel hacks in general that they want to share with us, I love that shit. I really do. If there's anything that you can suggest to make Shandy's life cleaner, please let us know. I'm just kidding. I'm totally just teasing. The broadcasters3@gmail.com. You can give us a phone call, 331-276-2373. And speaking of feedback, we're going to take a quick ad break, and we'll be back with feedback. All right, we're back from our ad break, and we've got a shitload of feedback to get through, so let's see how far we can get. I think that we are going to go straight into some Matt's What She Said to kick us off. Who's ready?
Me.
All right. The cat was very lonely because of it.
Oh. Those quiet pipes.
I know this comes up a little bit later.
The size is just a little off.
You make a lot of progress really fast because you're going from zero until you plateau.
It makes you want to do it more.
I'm so pleasantly in the best possible way.
Wait, what? What?
That's so good. What was that from?
It's from the swimming. And I meant to say that I'm like totally blissed out once again.
Nice.
What a
wonderful way to put it. And so pleasantly exhausted in the best possible way. I love that.
Where was I?
I have to catch my breath between laps.
I need to find something new I've never done before.
This is a sensation that you enjoy.
You get the tip of it so you can't wiggle it with your tongue anymore, and it's still in between.
Hey, you know, speaking of... We have a new part-time hire in my office, and she is somewhat quiet and reserved. And my boss was telling her today, I was kind of listening from across the hall, she was like, because right now she's a like half a beer kind of girl, and she came out with us after our picnic event thingy last Friday because we had 100 million things to do last week too, so we all went out for beers. So this was so funny. So this woman isn't a big drinker, which is fine, which is totally fine. But like, she wanted to pick a beer, and her 15-year-old daughter took the menu and was like, "Mom, you've had this before. You should you like this one." It was so funny. So today, my boss was like, "We're gonna make you into a whole beer kind of girl. You just wait and see." It was so funny. And then, I, at that point, was back in my office because I'm, like, so swamped with work, and I hear her saying, "And just wait until we get to the point of comfortability when Colleen will teach you about the basket weave." And I was like, okay, it's 2:00 in the afternoon, and I don't have time. I was like, I can't believe you're saying this right now. Like, I just started, like, shouting at her. I was like, what are you doing?
I remember when when you got to the point of comfortability with comfortability with me to get to the basket.
I know.
Oh, good times.
Great times. So anyway, that reminded me of, you know, wiggling the tip in your tongue.
Oh, I was trying to say, what in the world were we talking about? And Matt, thankfully, is in our live chat. And he says we're talking about popcorn kernels stuck in your teeth.
That makes good sense.
That's really good. I forgot who.
I think I did.
On first.
No, Amanda, I think I brought that up. And then I think you're the one that commented, like, wiggling it or something.
Yeah, that does sound familiar. Yeah. I feel like that happened to me. Maybe it happened to me this week. Like, it was so bad. I had to, like, go and get floss. And, like, a couple of tries. It was really bad.
Yeah.
It's really gross. I can't believe I told you all that. Anyway, let's keep going.
You know, it doesn't get stuck in between your teeth.
Yeah.
Medium cheddar cheese.
Medium cheddar cheese. Because, you know, it's smoother. Doesn't have that sharpness. No.
That's right.
So it doesn't shard in the same way.
Shard in the same way. Oh, that's going to be a mess when she said that next week. It doesn't shart in the same way.
And no, we did not say shart.
No, not shart, shard.
Oh, good Lord. Okay. Yeah. What's the next one?
I have no idea where we are.
I think it's
your turn, Colleen.
I did that right before we started recording, and it felt wonderful.
Anyone can go to town on that.
I think I've gotten the best one so far.
Somebody else finish this out for me.
I made it in the car.
It's your first one. It can't be that lame. Like, you've never done this before.
He had a blast doing that.
The meat's not done yet.
Oh, that was good.
We've done a lot of talking. We're going to let other people talk right now. And we're going to kick this off with a voicemail from Desiree. Take it away, Des. And Astrid, I'm assuming.
Hey, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. This is Des.
And this is Astrid.
And we haven't called in a while, I don't think. So just thought we would. Trying to keep up, you know, on the show. So... I just wanted to say, I have a travel horror story for you guys. I almost forgot about this one. I don't know how I could almost forget about this one. It's crazy. But, I went to Montreal to visit Alir and Christine, and I flew up to New York and, you know, rode up with some of, Colleen and my mutual friends. What? I did not fly with them. No. I flew up to New York and I met up with Rob and Kulki and Corey, and then we picked up Robin on the way and drove up to Montreal. And I did not have a passport, right? So at the time you could use these enhanced driver's license to cross the border if you were not flying. So I had just renewed my driver's license, got a new ID. They had a new, like, ID here. So I checked with them, is this the enhanced driver's license? And they were like, yeah. Checked with them several times. Are you sure this is the enhanced driver's license? Just look at me over the border. Yes, of course. Okay. So several times. Went up, drove up, and, you know, Canadian border guards let us ride in, friendly as can be. I mean, super friendly guys, right? Had a great time in Montreal. Had a fun time visiting Lyra Christine. And Moira joined us, too. It was great. So, driving back home, we stopped at the border. American border guards were not quite as friendly as the Canadian at all. Well, my ID, turns out, was not the enhanced driver's license. So they made us pull over and go into the building, and we had to sit and wait, and I had to talk to somebody, and they're like, yeah, this is not going to get you into the U.S. I was like, oh, what am I supposed to do? Well, do you have a passport? No. Do you have other form IDs that'll get you out? No. I'm like, what the fuck? I was so upset. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be stuck here in Canada and not be able to get home. And so finally they, like, you know, were in the computer digging around and everything and asked me, you know, do you know Skylar Bingham? I was like, oh my God, yes, that's my daughter. And so they're like, okay, well, she has a passport. Can you show me some kind of proof that she's your daughter and everything? I think I had her social security card because I don't think she was even 18 yet. So I was like, showed them that. And they're like, okay, we're going to let you go this time because you don't want to get a flu shot.
No.
Okay, we're going to get one anyway. So, anyways, they let me go because, you know, she was in the system and she was my daughter because she had gone to Germany in high school as part of German exchange student thing. So, luckily, my daughter had better ID than I did because, man, I was so freaked out, though. I thought I was never going to be able to get back in the country. What the fuck was I going to do? So, they finally let us through, you know, a couple hours later, and whoo, God, that was terrifying, guys. So, hey, don't listen to your DMV. Just get a fucking passport because the DMV doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about. So, crazy story, yeah. I don't know how I almost forgot about that. Also, Shandy, great job on the men's pants. I had a pair of men's pants that I wore for like a decade. Loved, loved, loved. I love the way they fit kind of baggy. And I love the way the pockets were so deep. I could fit my arm like halfway up to my elbow in the pockets. I could carry everything, basically. They were my favorite. I wore them like all the time until they finally wore out. And I don't know why I haven't bought more. I actually have a pair of men's shorts that I had picked up at the thrift store, and they're like these performance, fishing performance gear or something like that. They're like cargo shorts, kind of, with a whole bunch of pockets, and they dry real fast because, you know, they're fishing shorts. And I love them. Like, those are what I wear. We go to Disney. I could load up my pockets with shit, and I don't have to carry a bag. I wear them everywhere, yes. But now they're falling apart, too. And they don't even make them anymore. I'm so sad. I hate that when I find something that I love so much. But yeah, men's shit, the pockets are great. Sometimes my husband will be putting things in his pocket or pulling out tons of things from his pockets. And I'll be like, oh, must be nice to have men's pockets. I have lady pockets. Mm-hmm. And one time he accidentally put my pants on. He's like, oh yeah, these don't fit. And then I was like, and he's like, put his hand in the pocket. He's like, what the hell? There's nowhere to put anything. And I was like, yeah, I know. That's why, you know, I never have room for anything in my pocket. So, it was just funny because, you know, he had no idea, poor ignorant bastard. Yeah. Do you ever guys just ever get mad at your guy for, like, being a man sometimes, you know? I mean, it's not their fault. Like, my husband's a great ally. He really is. And he's as feminist as he can be as a man, you know? Like, he doesn't always realize sexism is there because, you know, he's a man. But when it's pointed out to him, he will do his best not to, you know, let that happen again. But sometimes I just look at him like, ugh, must be fucking nice, you dick. I know it's unreasonable. It's stupid. Am I the only one who ever feels like that? Who gets mad at a guy just because they're a guy sometimes, even if they're a great guy? I don't know. It's stupid. It doesn't happen very often. And, you know, I always get over it pretty quickly, but just a little ball of rage for a few minutes. Also, Target is on point with their kids' clothes, right? They have some really cool shit in the girls' stuff, like some feminist shirts and some dinosaur space stuff in the girls' clothes, you know. Pretty cool. Yeah, you have some. So they're great with their kids' clothes, but their women's clothes, fuck them. The graphic t-shirts in the women's section now, 90% of them are either tank top, crop top, or sheer. Like, I get so pissed every time I try to find a cool graphic tee in the, you know, I wanted to get a friggin' NASA shirt to match my daughter and my husband, because, you know, they both have NASA shirts, because Astra loves space and NASA. And the women's shirt, it's like fucking see-through.
I want to go in space.
You want to go in space?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're going to be an astronaut?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, the woman's NASA shirt is fucking see-through. Like, see-through. And it's... I don't understand. And then the crop tops. Okay. I get that some younger girls like crop tops, but you know who else likes cool geeky shit? Old people like me and chunky people like me. And you know what we don't like? Having our fucking stomach hanging out everywhere, you know? So why do they all have to be fucking crop tops or see-through? Anyways, that's just my fucking pissed off at Target shit. But kids clothes on point. Like Astrid, I had bought her shirt there. It says, never underestimate the power of women and girls. Love that shirt, you know? That's like one of my favorite shirts she's ever had. Sold at Target in the girls section. So anyways, that's all. Shit, I'm trying to keep this under a short. This is like not the first time I recorded this, but I can't get any shorter than 8 minutes. Sorry, guys. I don't know what to tell you. I just have too much to say. I got to start doing feedback more often, maybe. All right. So you ready to say bye? Mm-hmm. All right.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye, love guys. You. Love the show.
I love the show.
Bye.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
So I cute. Want more Des feedback more often just because I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That we really went on a journey with you there, Des.
We did.
Yes. Yeah.
Matt says hashtag pantriarchy. Pantriarchy. Mm-hmm.
Truth. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Like I've said that women's pants, the material is. And so you wear through it faster. I mean, mm-hmm. that for these women's like see-through shirts, I mean, it's similar. It's like on the one hand, that's annoying because like, you know, you don't want to have a see-through shirt. And so then like you guys were saying, you have to either go out and have people see through your shirt or wear a second shirt underneath it, which is making you buy another piece of clothing. But then also because the material is so much thinner, I mean, obviously you're going to wear through it much more quickly than a man's shirt, which is, so then you're going to have to buy more shirts. And it's like consumerism and sexism just like go so hand in hand.
Yeah. Yeah. The deck always feels a little rigged when it comes to women's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Agreed. What else did Desiree talk about? Astrid, I cannot wait for someday, 30 years from now, to see you in space, to watch you from my old rocker and be like, that little girl in space right now, who's a big grown-ass woman, is on Mars. So you go, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or whatever yeah. else you want to do. If you don't want to be in space 30 years from now, then you go fucking be in, I don't know, wherever you want to be.
Exactly. Wherever you want to be. And we'll be like, remember back when we were podcasting and they exactly. had the first ever all woman space talk?
Yes, that's what
how
I'm
crazy that was the first in our lifetime.
Yeah, and big news. We were,
but yes. like, how crazy that that didn't happen earlier.
Yes, and let's hope that 30 years from now, when it's Astrid up there, it's not the second all women's spacewalk. It's like the 30th all women's spacewalk. I don't
a
know,
completely woman man trick. Just all ladies.
Yeah. Yeah. How frequently do people walk in space? Is it like yearly? Is it like every couple of years? Like,
I don't know.
I actually don't know.
I think
this.
Now it's just like when shit breaks.
Okay. So,
no, seriously.
So it's really gonna
I think
depend
it's when they have
our...
to go off and, like, you know.
So it's going to depend on stuff. Our space infrastructure, which we know is not getting any kind of help right now. So it might be.
Yeah.
Weren't they going to do like the space station, the space force? What was Trump's big thing?
Space force.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Maybe that'll be a thing. Hopefully. I don't know. I love space shit too. Astrid, you're the best. Desiree, you are also the best. It sounds like Wes is also the best when he's not being a temporary not best. So, yay.
Well, and even the best of allies have blind spots. That's part of just being a human being out in the world.
Exactly. Like everyone does. Like I know anybody can have their moments because we're all human beings and everyone can have their moments of whatever. It's just whether or not we can humble ourselves enough to to show that we do understand and we don't wish harm.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I think like both of you are saying, it's just a learning experience and it's about learning. And so like we as white women have many things that we can learn. And Dez's voicemail made me think of Frank, who's like such a good ally. I had to laugh a couple of years ago when he like read an article about the toxic shit that's in tampons. And he was like telling me, he was like super inflamed and like telling me about it and like, holy shit. And it was like, I'm so thankful that you're concerned about this and that we're talking about this, but like, I've known that for years. Like, you know,
yeah,
since I was like an adolescent. Thank you for like, you know, learning about it and like being pissed off, because everyone should be pissed off about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in that case, it wasn't, he listened and he learned and then he like went to you. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was just kind of funny though, because it was almost like, it's not like he thought he was like educating me about it, but it at first it was kind of like, oh my God, this thing. And I was like, yeah, I know. And I've known. And it's like, it's a known thing. And like, women know this. And yeah.
Thank you, Desiree, for the voicemail. We appreciate it. I think now we have an email from Amanda's brother, Chris.
Yeah, this is exciting. So Chris's email, the broadcast meets the Watchmen, ! Which I can't remember what that, that's got a name.
Oh.
Right? It's got a grammatical name. But that's neither. Yeah. And it's a fun one. It's a very fun word. But that's neither here nor there. That's neither here nor there. We'll sidebar that. Hey, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. This is Amanda. Of course, I struggle on my own name. Ooh, guys, we'll get through this. Hey, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. This is Amanda's brother, Chris. And since watching the premiere of HBO's Watchmen last night, I have been wondering about whether the Jay and Jack Network would be coming out with a podcast for the series. I know the network has a long history of breaking down Damon Lindelof. Oh, right. I'm adding extra syllables. Oh, my God.
You're just adding extra, like, words, consonants.
It's Damon Lindelof.
Lindelof. Yeah.
Damon Lindelof. Let's see if I can do the whole sentence this time. I know the network has a long history of breaking down Damon Lindelof's work, The Leftovers and Lost, obviously, but I'm still a few episodes behind on the broadcast. I'll try to get caught up before I see you this weekend, Amanda. Oh, right. I forgot I'm going to see you this weekend. Cool. So I haven't heard anything about it yet. To my pleasant surprise, when I did some investigating before writing this email, I saw that episode 1 is already in the Apple Podcast app! However, I was disappointed to see that none of the broadcasters will be co-hosting the show. I loved listening to you three break down Big Little Lies, and after watching last night's premiere, I was hoping that I might get to hear some broadcasters commenting on some of the major themes that are already coming through. Regina King as the kick-ass black female protagonist of a superhero / comic book story, radical white male terrorist, the historical massacre of Black Wall Street in Tulsa, the musical Oklahoma. Anyway, I hope there is something already in the works to get some broadcasters onto that podcast, because I think your collective perspectives would add an interesting dimension to the conversation of this exciting new show. Thanks for continuing to put out interesting and informative content each week. Now to get myself caught up. Well, thanks, Chris. That was a very insightful email.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. We don't care if you listen, just as long as you download it.
But a good suggestion for the suggestion box. I haven't watched the show, but I don't
know. Neither. Is it in like one of the comic book universes, or is it a totally different thing?
It's a totally different thing. So it's on HBO.
It's a graphic novel.
Yeah. Matt says by Alan Moore, 1986 DC Comics. It was published monthly over 12 months. Okay, so if you want to keep explaining, we could read that. That would be wonderful. But I will talk about the TV show. So the TV show was, you know, just aired this past week. And the reason why the Broads weren't invited to participate was actually not nefarious at all. It was back when they were doing Stranger Things. Jay, Jack, and Mike were looking at other shows that they could possibly talk about. And they, you know, all looked ahead and thought, oh, this would be a fun thing to talk about. So they, it was Jay, Jack, and Mike Bloom. They were going to do this show, and then Mike has a baby, and he's got way too many things on his plate, so he said, I have to tap out of this one. So they asked Matt to do it, because Matt is actually a big fan of the graphic novel and the movie and whatever else in general, and very knowledgeable, so he, you know, jumped in, and it was great, and that's why I'm not any part of it, because honestly, I didn't want to be.
That is fair.
Yeah, Matt Loves TV says the characters have crossed over with other DC characters, but Alan Moore notoriously is a crank who disowns everything, and that's why he isn't credited on the film or the show.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah. Maybe if there is a female heavy, I mean, a particularly female heavy episode, I will advocate Jay to let me be on it, but other than that, honestly, I just didn't want to. I'm good. I'm real good.
I'm intrigued. Like, I saw it on the Netflix app, but I wasn't particularly interested because I figured it was one of these universes that I don't really know anything about, and so it's like a lot to invest in. It's, you know, and there's a lot of TV, so you pick and choose. But
so,
I was interested by the description that Chris gave. So
yeah. Well, and I do really love Regina King. Like, I think it wasn't necessarily something that I knew enough about to really be into, but Wait, Don't Tell Me had her on as the host, as like the guest last weekend, I think. Well, whatever the weekend that The Watchmen was premiering.
Shit,
and her interview was so interesting that, like, it did intrigue me. So I might at some point try and check it out.
It's a good show so far. I mean, there's only been one episode, so you can say that about a lot of things after one episode.
True. Well, and you could also not say that about a lot of things after one episode. So,
yeah. That's very true. Ooh. Yeah, Regina King is actually super awesome in it, as she is in everything.
I love her in everything.
I loved her in The Leftovers Season 2. The Leftovers Season 2 is one of the greatest seasons on TV, Like, it's so spectacular. It's just so, like, insular. It's, like, it's just wonderful. But anyway, yeah, we got a lot of feedback. And Chris, check out the Watchmen one that we have out right now with Jay, Jack, and Matt. And maybe in the future, you will hear one of us on it. And I think, ladies, check it out. You know, we could talk about it like we talked about, like, Game of Thrones and whatnot in episodes. So I'm cool with that.
Side note, what is The Leftovers about?
Can we talk about it off air?
Yes, ma'am.
It's 11 o'clock and we've got like an
hour enough
to feedback. But it essentially, it's like the rapture happened and a whole bunch of people got left behind and they're the leftovers. And it's a very deep portrayal of what happens to people left behind without understanding of what happened.
Oh, cool. Okay. Also, Amanda, I Googled the punctuation thing that you were talking about. It's called Nintarobang.
That's what it's called. Oh. That's not at all what I thought it was, but oh my god, it's even more fun than I imagined.
I mean, that's what Google provided, so.
Oh my gosh, that's so good.
Cool. That's what she said.
Like, you have the intero of the question, and then bang!
Bang!
Well, cool.
Intero, right, bang!
Intero, right, bang! Intero, bang! Bang!
All right, our next email is from Mike, and this is a haiku. It's called 150 Haiku. We listen and share the Broads more than meets the eye. What are you, fucking Transformers? Honest, real, edited.
All true words.
All true. Mike writes, then. Hello, Broads. I wanted to give a quick congrats on 150. I remember talking to Carl when the whole thing was coming together. It's amazing how far the three of you and all of us have come in that time. Personally, I've learned a lot about just listening to people. Not all people, mind you, but the people who are just trying to live and navigate this world as best they can. I am open too. The people spreading hate through their voices, actions, and votes, I no longer have tolerance or time for. I found in recent months that I'm becoming more and more confrontational with maggots. That would be MAGAs with a T. A month or two ago, I was running on the beach, and one of these people went riding by with their red cap, and it took everything I had not to shove him off his bike. The other day, I was leaving the state forest, and two of them had pulled in the parking lot, seemingly lost. When I came up from behind, I saw both of them had Trump license plate holders, and I began yelling out the window, "Fuck Trump and fuck you." It's probably not healthy, but I feel it's a nice counterbalance to the glowing portrayals Trump voters consistently get in the New York Times and WAPO. Oh yes, the two people did hear me and did pull away without incident. And then he continues, honestly, I'm not sure if the fracture their greed and bigotry caused can ever be mended. Most have no ability to self-reflect and have dug such a deep hole of conspiracy and fantasy that to admit being wrong is probably not possible. I do feel for those who are duped, who are at the bottom of the economic ladder. They've long been the pawns of greedy white supremacy that runs right-wing politics. I guess the point is I'm scared. I'm scared of the disdain I have for what these people have willfully done. Let's just say I'm not cool with the Ellens of the world either. If there's one bond as strong as racism in this country, it's class. Those at the top will never turn on one another. See Jeffrey Epstein as an example. Ugh, this is long and rambling, but I wanted to get it off my chest and see how other people are handling these last few years. Happy 150! Shandy, I think you should start.
Yeah, I get the feeling. And I don't know, I don't have a ton of optimism to share. I mean, if it is any silver lining, like, we're also destroying the planet. So pretty soon, like, it will all be moot. It's like a really depressing silver lining, but
it's not completely off base, which is even more depressing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think 2019 has been like a good year for me. Like, done some things that I liked, read a lot of books. It's been an interesting time for me just in general. But I will say that one thing that 2019 has been is also like, it's really like climate change has really affected me in a way, like mentally, emotionally, more than it ever had before. Not to say that I wasn't concerned with it, but I think sort of like the immediacy of the gravity of the situation has really come to the forefront of my mind in a way that it didn't in years past. So really, like, I mean, I don't know, anytime, I mean, if I think about American politics, that's still important to be able to and be present and try to, you know, do the best that we can and, you know, enact change and all of that stuff. But then at the same time, there's this like other thing, which, I mean, they do kind of go hand in hand, because we need to act like locally and nationally to get people into power who understand, you know, the actual threat of global climate change in order to have any sort of hope of minimizing, you know, the impending doom. So like, it's important not to lose sight of that, but at the same time, it's like, well, yeah, I don't know. Sorry, this is really not uplifting at all, but that's where my head's been at. So.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree with you for sure. Yeah. And I feel like the sort of gut response is always like, you know, if you can't say anything nice, just don't engage. But I think.
But as we talked about last week with Joanne's email.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think in a lot of cases, sometimes that's really hard to do. That, yeah, sometimes it does feel good just to yell at someone that you really, truly believe and know to be wrong in their thinking. And it doesn't do anything other than relieve a little, like, internal stress.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because it's like all that frustration and anxiety has to, and anger has to go somewhere. And it's, I find it very hard to figure out where the constructive place is from which to put it.
Right.
And I don't think I have a good answer.
Agreed. It's frustrating in general because if, I don't know, I don't have anything more, you know, insightful to say than what you guys have brought up. But like, as you all know, I was broken with the border situation last year and a half ago at this point. And 2 years ago, I don't know. I don't fucking know anymore. It's been such a goddamn long 3 years. But, I mean, if you're going to justify children being treated that way, babies, children, if you're going to justify that all because, I don't know, your own interests, then I don't know. I mean, that's something that you have to come to terms with yourself if you have the critical thinking skills and the wherewithal to come to it to yourself. Yeah. I don't know. It does get frustrating though. It gets frustrating when you have a conversation with somebody and you're like, hey, so Donald Trump broke the law with the quid pro quo thing. Like that's not great. And somebody says, well, you know, Hannity said that it's not wrong. And it's just like, well, Hannity's wrong. Like so the phony, emoluments, is that how you pronounce it? Emoluments, phony emoluments clause. It's like, hey, Second Amendment people, how the fuck do you feel about him calling that part of the Constitution, like, phony? Like, you know, there's just so much. And I can't imagine that most Republicans that aren't just, you know, they can't imagine that they don't have some sense of, like, ick factor right now because it's just so exhausting. If it's exhausting, it's got to be exhausting for most of us, like, right? It's got to be, like, 70% of the country has to be exhausted.
God, you gotta hope. Yeah. I have to believe that there are more good people that see what it is, what's going on, than there are sort of bigoted, terrible people. I just have to believe we are more good than we are hateful. And I do think that these past 4 years have been a real test to that thinking.
Well, I don't know, Amanda, if you... Going back to your brother's email, if you go back to the, you know, Black Wall Street massacre, and then there was a thread on Twitter today that talked about, went into that, and then more so up to Rutherford B. Hayes and the start of Jim Crow, and so KKK, like, yes, America has always been
right.
Like
we've never been completely good.
How,
or all that good.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just exhausting, I guess, to be like, oh, we're in the future and we're still here.
Yep. We're still making the same mistake. Yeah.
So.
Just going back around that circle.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're going to have to finish this now with a voicemail from Ro. I'm so sorry to the people that we didn't get to today. It's going to make for an even better live show next week. So Let's get to a quick voicemail from Ro, and then we are going to wrap it up. All right.
Hi, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. It's Ro from New York. Hope you're all doing well on this lovely fall weekend. Earlier today, I was doing some laundry, including lots of sheets and pillowcases. As I was getting ready to make my bed, I realized that I had to do things in a certain order. I went to put a pillowcase protector on my pillow and could not put a pillowcase on top of it until I put a pillowcase protector on my other pillow. Kind of reminded me of the sock, sock, shoe, shoe conversation that we've had in the past. I'm just wondering if any of you have a circumstance where there's something that you do that needs to be done in a certain order, something that you do that just would feel counterintuitive if you did it a different way. Hoping all is well for your week ahead and looking forward to listening to you soon. Bye.
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good question.
I'm trying to think. I think when I make my bed, I think I just grab whatever's closest.
I can totally
empathize.
Just because I feel weird about it being on the floor for like too long. I think my morning routine, I have to do things in a certain order. Otherwise, I forget to do them. So it's like getting out of the shower. I have to put like the gel in my hair first and then put my hair up, then do my nasal spray. Otherwise, I will forget to do things. I've definitely had mornings where like if I did things out of order, I'm like, I don't think I put deodorant on because I didn't do it in the right order.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Literally, sock shoe is my thing. My sister is somewhat OCD in that she, when she was younger, used to have to walk up the stairs and ended on an even number.
Oh, man.
So if she like counted the steps and it was like ended on like 15, she'd have to go back to the bottom and like, you know, skip one. Oh, so she could have 14. Yeah.
Wow. Rose says that she has a shower ritual. I guess I have usually an order that I like. I wash my face and then I wash my hair. And then I wash my body. And sometimes I shave in between.
Huh.
And sometimes I don't.
That's true. I always do. If I wash my hair, because I don't wash my hair every day, I condition, leave the conditioner in, do everything else, then wash the conditioner out last.
Oh.
I always do it in that order.
Also, Greg says that he realizes he puts his left shoe on before the right. He doesn't know why, but it feels better to start with the left. Amen.
Huh. Hey, if it feels
left
good.
Left is best.
Yeah.
But are also, I mean, are you left-handed? Right-handed? Yeah. Because I do left first also, but because of...
I do right first because I'm left... Actually, no, now I have to think about it. No, I think I do right first, then left.
So you're saving the best for last?
I guess. But also, because like, I feel
are
like...
Are you right-footed?
That is a thing.
Yeah, yeah, I think I am right-footed. But I also think, like, using my dominant hand to help with, like, the heel of the shoe. So, like, the reaching across somehow makes more sense. Because I do, and then to put my left shoe on, I use my right hand to, like, hook around the heel of the shoe.
Okay. Well, Greg says that he's right-handed, so.
Oh, so then there goes that. I'm just the weirdo that does it that way.
All right, everybody, we are starting to run a little bit long. So on that note, I think it is time to hang it up for the night. We have two bits of feedback that we didn't get to this week. One is an Andy update, and the other one is actually an email from somebody for Andy. So stay tuned for that next week, October 29th, our live Halloween show. So please, if you could, you guys know that I love... like spooky weird shit. So please send in any kind of like ghost stories you have, or like they have to be real. I mean, and if they're not real, then just disclaim that they're not real, because I'll still read it, whatever. But like, I don't know. Like,
dude, Tasia, this is for you.
Yeah, Tasia, this is for you. If you have haikus that are like Halloween haikus, like do that up. I mean, let's make this happen. If the show is good enough and spooky enough, then I will get the I will do like everything in my power to put the show out on Halloween Day instead of Friday. But it's got to be like, you know, inspiring for me. Like, I've got to be like, oh my God, these people. So give us an email to broadcasters3@gmail.com or give us a phone call, 331-276-2373. I would love to hear that because I love all that stuff. Thank you to the patrons that joined us tonight. We enjoyed having you. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/JaneJack. You can go to janejack.com and click on the Become a Patron link at the top right-hand corner of the page. If you would like to shop through the Amazon affiliates link that we have, we would appreciate that very muchly. The holiday season is coming up, and that is not lost on us. So, please. And that would be janejack.com/Amazon, all lowercase letters, whatever that redirects you to. If you could put that as like your homepage for Amazon, that'd be awesome. We will also have Broad's Giving in a month, so stay tuned for that. The month of Broad's Giving is happening in November. Start thinking of things that you want to do just to give back to your community. And, of course, we will have our bonus show out next week as well for the patrons. So stay tuned for that. All right. I think that's all I have. Thanks to the patrons that contribute a certain level. And that would be Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Ed the Creepy Mailman, and Drake the Distributor. Thank you guys so much. Does anybody else have anything?
Nope.
Nope.
All right. Well, on that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
See you later.
Bye.
Happy Halloween. Go eat some medium cheddar cheese.
Oh my gosh, that was super one cheese.